ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I tell you what, we are having a wonderful time this year. 50 years of ministry. Isn't that a blessing of God? I am enjoying my life. And what I like about my life is there's no fear in it. Perfect love casteth out all fear. I want to talk about that. How to become a fearless individual. First, I got to give you a scripture. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now, if he went with Joshua, he will go with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. I heard Brother Kenneth Copeland say that probably 35 years ago, and I haven't forgot it because fear, it has torment. I prefer to live in faith. I love my theme of 2026. Use your faith voice. Only say with faith that faith voice will knock out fear and just slam it to the ground. You'll walk on it instead. It won't even bother you whatsoever. Like the Italians say, it's just a stone in my shoe. You take the stone out and it's gone. Here's another scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth that goeth with thee, he will not fail thee nor forsake thee. You know, that's one thing I know without a shadow of a doubt. I got born again on Labor Day weekend, 1974. I totally, completely changed. The only God could change me. You have no idea the kind of terrible person I was. Kathy did. But yet God saved her. And through God, God showed me grace, and Kathy showed me grace. I came to the knowledge of Jesus, and I want to tell you something. It has been wonderful since that wonderful day. That doesn't mean I hadn't had trouble, but I've had no fear whatsoever at all, any way, shape, or form, physically, spiritually, financially. You know, people get mad at me because I own a jet. I've been down in 3 airplane crashes. Said, was you scared? To tell you the truth, no. Was I concerned? Yeah. The whole key was this. I thought, if I'm going to die, why am I going to spend the last few seconds screaming like a crazy person? Why don't I just say, well, Lord, I'm going to see you in the next few seconds. So into your hand, I commit my spirit. I mean, because you can't do a thing about it in terms of, the, you know, trying to control the plane. And God has been so good and gracious. And you know what makes it happen is that perfect love. Agape, man. The God kind of love. And it casted out fear. I got to read that scripture again. When he told Joshua, have not I commanded thee? See, I kind of substitute Joshua for Jesse. I really do. I just take that word of God face value because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's no respecter person. Am I right? Yeah. Have not I commanded thee, Jesse? Yes. Be strong and of good courage. Okay, Lord, be not afraid. I will not fear. Neither be thou dismayed. I ain't got time to be depressed, discouraged, despondent. And I'm paraphrasing it for you. For the Lord thy God, whose God? My God. I don't know about you, but my God is with me wherever I go. That's Joshua 1:9. Everything in that Bible was wrote for you, and all you got to do is receive it. You faith that fact. Let me say it again. Let me look at you straight. You faith that fact, you'll leave such a factual life of God's word. I'm telling you, the devil will say, we can't. We've done everything we know to do to try to get this guy to fail. And just go look at Jesus in the wilderness. He hadn't eaten 40 days. First thing the devil tempts him with, food. He said, man shall not live by bread alone. My God, man. You see, now Jesus said, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. Why can't we do that? But the church will say, well, you can try. No, you don't well nothing or try nothing. You do it. That's what makes you a fearless individual. So I say it a lot of times, I guess, have no fear. Jesus and Jesse is here. Praise God. And I just, here I come to save the day. You know, I just enjoy being saved because there's no fear in it. Faith that fact. Do it right now and watch the tsunami blessing of answers come to you because of your prayer. Till next week, I love you. Bye-bye.